USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
It's finally a go. The impeachment trial in the Senate starts Tuesday. As Monday a holiday, Martin Luther King Day, Chief Justice John Roberts swearing in the senators.
You will do impartial justice according to the Constitution and laws, so help you God.
In USA News for Your Health, a new report from the CDC, Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, finds binge drinkers consuming more than ever, with an average 529 beers, cocktails, or shots a year. Adults above the age of 35 with the biggest spike, up 25% from almost 10 years ago. People who live in the state of Massachusetts binging the least, but people who live in the state of Wyoming binging the most, with over 1,000 drinks per person. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
To Capitol Hill, where South Carolina Senator Republican Lindsey Graham reacting to the upcoming trial on the two articles of impeachment against President Trump. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Many Democratic senators are calling for fairness in a Senate trial, to which Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham tells everyone,
Chuck Schumer is not seeking the truth. If you think Chuck Schumer is trying to find out what happened here, you're missing a lot. He's trying to make the argument if you don't call a witness you're trying to cover up for the president. The truth of the matter is that Chuck Schumer is willing to destroy executive privilege. I can only imagine what he would be saying if this were a Democratic president.
Graham speaking there on Fox News.
Taking a look now at your money, another record session on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 267 points to close at 29,297. The Nasdaq up 98 points. The S&P 500 up 27.5 points. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President Trump and wife Melania getting a huge round of applause at the national championship game at the Superdome in New Orleans. On Twitter now, the president says he's looking forward to hosting the LSU national champions at the White House as the team heads to D.C. On Capitol Hill, the North American Trade Pact passes. It will help farmers. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley, the Senate Finance Chair, with the final vote tally.
The yeas are 89. The nays are 10. The bill is passed.
The world's two largest economies signing a trade agreement that will benefit both the United States and China. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
The stage is now set for a wider agreement in the future with China after phase one of a deal was signed by both parties, ending months of negotiations. Beijing will now purchase an additional $200 billion worth of U.S. goods and services over the next 24 months, and that includes $32 billion in agricultural products. The Trump administration also put pressure on China to stop forcing firms to turn over their intellectual property in exchange for the right to do business with Beijing. In the White House signing ceremony, President Trump said the agreement also makes the world safer.
Ultimately, it's a great deal for both countries, and it's going to also lead to even a more stable peace throughout the world.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.